Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Sergeant Jordan Wade has been appointed as Tuscola County's next emergency manager. Wade began her career with the Tuscola Sheriff's Office in 2013 in the Corrections Division before transferring to the Road Patrol. In 2021, she was promoted to Sergeant in the Road Patrol Division. Throughout her career, Wade has taken on additional responsibilities, including field officer training, firearms instructor, firearms armorer, and evidence technician. She has been recognized with citations for professional excellence and was named Officer of the Year in 2023. Wade earned her degree in criminal justice from Saginaw Valley State University and completed the Police Academy at Delta College. She will be replacing Lieutenant Steve Anderson, who is retiring after 27 years of service in the Sheriff's Department. And another news for today. There are a lot of questions and few answers regarding proposed solar development in Elmwood Township. No information has been given on how much the township will benefit financially from the solar development, or how long the township will receive payments from the state for a solar farm, or how many acres of land will be used to create a solar farm, as well as many more questions. Some township residents feel that those questions should be easy for DTE to answer, but so far that has not been the case. There's also concerns that two or three of the five members of the township board will benefit financially from solar farm development directly, because they have leases with an industrial solar developer. Some concerned township residents say that they feel some township board members are making solar farm development decisions for their own financial gain that other residents will have to live with. This is a conflict of interest that some think need to be addressed and has so far been sidestepped. Those concerns are part of the reason that Clerk Pamela Brinkman and Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie are on the Tuesday, May 5th election ballot to be recalled and replaced by newcomers Michelle Hopp, Daryl Mendrick, and Tom Lounsbury. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your further news for the hour, the Otter Lake Village Council resolved that they could not capture any of the extra votes for a countywide millage to fund senior services if the ballot proposal is approved. Lapeer County is asking voters to approve increasing the millage from 0.3916 of a mil up to 0.4578 of a mil for 4 years for senior services. That will be on the August 4th primary election ballot. The Otter Lake Council has agreed not to capture any of the additional millage. All of the money from the millage will go to only senior services and nothing else if voters approve the request. Regarding the elections, it was reported that Genesee County's Mass Transportation Authority will have a millage increase proposal on the November ballot, and that council members Dave Dorr and Ellen Demchuk are up for re-election in November. And in further news for today, some street improvements will be done in Tuscola Township in the coming weeks. The Board of Trustees approved doing a 1.5-inch overlay on Athletic Street and Wells Street, doing chip seal on Buell Street from Ormuz Street to Lawrence Street. Approval was also given to do crack seal on Hart Street from Van Cleve Street to Muth Street, and also on Waterman Street from Hart Street to Richville Street. Besides doing the street work, approval was also given to spray the brush along Soane Street To go along with sprucing up the community, the board also set May 14th as Yard Waste Pickup Day, to do a collection of unwanted tires on June the 13th, and to see about getting a new dumpster for use for the spring cleanup. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, April the 20th of 2026. Stephen Michael Guizdala, age 65, of Ubley, passed away on April the 13th of 2026. A memorial service for Stephen Michael Guizdala will be held on Saturday, April the 25th, at 11 a.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service, and will resume after the funeral luncheon at 4 p.m., or until 4 p.m. Memorials may be given to the family or to the donor's choice. Arrangements have been entrusted to the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and condolences may be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.